Hi, this is Todd Friel, Executive Director of Fortis Institute. Perhaps you've noticed Christians aren't looked upon as favorably as we once were, and we're determined to not retreat in the face of persecution, taunting, legislation that makes life harder for Christians to speak the Bible. I'd like to invite you to join us in our spring matching gift campaign, No Retreat. We are determined to stand firm, and we are inviting you to stand firm with us. We will continue to make as many and more resources as we currently do because we are determined to see our King exalted. And if that matches your heartbeat, would you kindly consider joining us as a gospel partner? Your gift is doubled right now. You can learn more and join us at fortisinstitute.org/donate.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
Marriage, raising kids, building a family. Those were the things we dreamed of.
Tuck your daughter in!
Always!
Just calm down.
I've given you the best years of my life.
Take out the trash!
Yeah, I'll get to it.
I want a divorce!
Welcome to Thrive with Pastor Brad Dickney, diving into what it means to thrive, not merely survive in marriage, parenting, and family life. And now your host, this is Pastor Brad Dickney.
Hello, Thrive family. This is Vicki Dickney, and I've got my sweet husband by my side.
Hello, Thrive family. Just like I sometimes ask Vicki to drive, I asked her to lead and kick off Thrive.
Isn't he clever?
She is a talented woman. She has the ability. Don't you think she started just as powerfully, just as effectively? You probably already feel helped.
We're off to the races.
We're listening to Thrive, and we're together, and we're talking about communication. And when you talk about communication, you're talking about use of words and listening. And when you talk about listening, you're talking about asking questions so that you understand better where your spouse is coming from before you talk. Wouldn't it be better to understand before you talk? So often it's only after we talk that we realize something's off. I don't think I really understood where they're coming from. That's because you didn't wait. You didn't listen. You didn't ask enough questions. Have I ever done that, babe?
I can't remember.
Yes. So we've talked about, you got to have the right goal, pleasing God. What you want is affecting what you say. If there's something you want more than pleasing God, I just want to be heard. I want to prove myself right. I want to go back and revisit all the history and show them how they've never gotten it right and I've always gotten it right. Whatever you're wanting, if it's different than pleasing God, it is affecting your use of words. And oh, this matters because Matthew 12, Jesus tells us that we're going to give an account for every word. In other words, this is a stewardship. Just like he gave you gifts, certain gifts and abilities in life, just like he's given you a certain amount of financial power to use for his glory, he's given you words. And so it matters. It matters how you use them. But let me bring you another component of communication.
This is a good one.
Oh, that
listen
sometimes
up, folks.
We wish it wasn't true.
We do.
I find as a pastor, so often I feel like people are looking for a secret,
quick
a
fix,
formula, seven keys to blah, blah, blah. And here's one of them. We wish communication just wasn't as hard as it is.
Right.
And didn't take so much. Do you feel like we still spend a lot of our time and effort on communicating well?
Oh, yes. We're getting ready to start telling several stories.
Yep.
Stay tuned.
I mean, it
current
is hard
stories.
Work and it never stops being hard
that
work.
That happened this week.
It just keeps being hard work. So you have to be willing to put forth effort and spend time if you want to communicate well. It cannot be, why isn't this just happening? We've been married 39 years, so you would think it would just happen.
But I mean, really, few things that are worth having just happen.
I mean,
nothing.
I'll be honest, I'm 2 years away from retirement now, but my job, I love it. But it has not gotten easier.
Right.
It's very hard. Being a pastor is very hard, and it's very worth it. I've had to continue to put forth effort.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it. And parenting never got easier. Oh, goodness. If you've got little kids and you think it's hard, whew, wait till they're teenagers. And then, whew, wait till they're young adults.
God is with you, though.
At every season, it's hard, but it's worth it.
Very worth it.
Communication, you need to push that into the same category. And I feel like I need to thump men a little more than women. Guys, I do feel like, because I feel it inside of me and I watch it in other guys as I try to counsel, we wish there was a way for this to just happen without any effort.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not going to happen that
way.
It takes effort. So one of the biggest gifts, I've used that word gift a couple times in our shows. One of the greatest gifts you could give your wife is that you come home, and if you work from home, you step away from your laptop and down out of your study into the rest of the home, ready to give the gift of words.
Hmm.
And I know ladies work outside the home full time, so you might be as guilty also of thinking, I'm done with words. I've used one of the greatest gifts you could give your spouse is when you enter into that time at home together, I'm ready to give the gift of words instead of saying, I'm talked out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talked out.
I'm available.
I don't want to have to talk to you. I don't want to have to work through anything. Because it's not just, even if you don't have a problem to resolve, words are how we connect and the relationship deepens.
Right.
Use of words. Silence rarely ever builds intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's words. Use of words, and it's work. And so if you're listening and you're like, it's just always been hard for us, it doesn't mean you're doing something wrong.
True.
Doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. Because listen to this in Romans chapter 12, be devoted to one another. Give preference to one another. Oh, we've talked about that. Wake up thinking you don't look out for your own interest, but for the interests of your spouse. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit. That's what we need to bring to our marriage relationship in the home, as unto the Lord. I'm willing to put forth effort in this marriage, and I'm willing to put forth effort in communication. So if you think this is hard work and takes effort and you're wondering if you're doing something wrong, you're not. You got an illustration of that, babe?
I do, because I think, once again, we just expect marriage to happen. It's just easy. And that's really, so many other areas of life, that's not true. But for some reason, we just expect it to be true in marriage. And I was thinking of an illustration about 6 months ago. We've talked about Brad's 2010 Toyota Corolla Sport that has all sorts of issues.
Yeah, baby. Charcoal gray.
Mm-hmm. So this is the one that has all the electrical tape over the red lights that come on, but really
yellow
doesn't mean
lights.
Problems. Yes. So about 6 months ago, he came home and said, hey, my key fob is broken.
Mm.
And I was like, ugh. So I've been.
And this is one of those, you know, the big key that you get from Toyota that costs like $375.
Right. It's
got all the buttons on it.
I mean, those old fashioned keys.
Not an old school metal key.
No, it has a computer chip in it. So I learned this from having five kids and they all drove old cars. And I knew, wow, we're going to have to get this from the dealership. And I know it's super pricey, like $380.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm too cheap for that. So I thought there's a place I'd seen. Some guy comes to Sam's and makes car keys. Well, he wasn't there, so I had to find him online. And it's called Car Key Express. And their slogan is, skip the dealership. Up to 75% off dealership
skip
price.
Skip the dealership.
And it sounds so easy. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to save us money. So I ordered the car key. I had to get the right.
Just hit pause.
Yeah.
Wait, don't you just love this woman? I mean, I have a wife.
It's not his area, folks. It's just not.
She's so much better at this kind of stuff. And she'll just take things like this and run with
it. It's kind of a challenge.
I would just be forced to humble myself, drag myself to the dealership, bite the bullet, and pay for that key because I just do not know how to do stuff like this. But here she goes. and I love her.
So Car Key Express, skip the dealership. That's what I'm planning to do. And at that slick point with the advertisement, I'm like, yes, they have me. I'm now a new customer. And so they sent me, it took about 2 weeks. I get this key fob in the mail. You don't just click it on and it connects with your car. No, this key fob
if
has
it was
learn,
the right key, you would think, oh, right. This shouldn't be hard. Just
they had the make, mm-mm. the model, the vent. There's all this stuff I had to give to them.
Mm-hmm.
And but you have to make your key fob communicate to your car. It makes sense. I thought, okay, yeah. This isn't as easy as I thought. So there's something you have to stick
this
into
fob
your,
doesn't know this car yet.
Right.
We need to introduce them.
So there was some certain little thing that you plug like into your cigarette lighter. I did that. And then literally, I kid you not, these are the steps. How to set your Toyota key fob.
So you printed this out?
Oh, I did. Mm-hmm. I have it with us today.
Mm.
We may not even get to it all. If 10 seconds or more elapse between any of the following steps, you'll need to start all over again. All right, right there. I'm just like, oh! Okay, 10 seconds. So first of all, I pulled the car out of the garage into the front of the house. And once again, no slam on Brad. He just doesn't.
And she's doing all this right. While I'm practicing a sermon.
Because he's not going to be able to
I'm not involved at all.
So that got me nervous already. If 10
but
seconds,
doesn't this remind you of the Proverbs 31 woman that buys land and sews belts, and she's just blessing her husband while he sits in the gates?
Mama,
you know what?
Tried.
This is such a good story.
I'm trying.
We're gonna come back to this after the break. Because
oh,
I want
better.
Them to hear these steps that you had to print out. This, you're learning two things today. This is a woman who wants to bless her husband. And this is a woman who does not give up. This is a woman who saves money. And we're going to take a break.
You too can use Car Key
you
Express.
You too can
Another
use. What,
thing
what is the little slogan?
Thrive.
Give us the slogan before we go to the break.
Skip the dealership.
Yeah. Skip the mm-hmm. dealership.
At a great cost.
Yep.
You'll hear about it.
And you would think this key would just come in the mail and you would drop it in the slot,
That's
turn,
what I thought.
Start your car, and
it was
say,
a lot of work.
Love this man. Not how it works. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, you too can find out how to skip the dealership when you need to do so, because you're listening to Thrive, where you can learn about marriage and you can learn how to save money.
On key fobs.
And we'll be back in just a moment with more from Brad and Vicky, who are talking about communication in marriage. And they're transparent. They're always transparent. That's one thing that you can guarantee and count on with Brad and Vicky Bigney. They are going to be upfront and honest about exactly what their marriage has looked like. They're 39 years in. They're still working at it. And that alone should tell you something about what it actually takes to build a marriage that lasts. Hey, listen, all of the content that we're providing from Brad and Vicky and all of our fellows here at Fortis Institute, it's all available to you right now on the Fortis Plus app. If you haven't downloaded that to your mobile device or your smart TV, I don't know what you're waiting on. You're missing out on hundreds of hours of content that will help your daily walk. And this is content that's all free of charge. Nothing will ever cost you anything here at Fortis Institute. If you don't believe me, see what I'm talking about. Go to wherever you download apps on your smartphone, your smart TV, or you can go to fortisplus.org and be a Berean and see if I'm telling the truth, which I am. Everything is free. And the reason that it's free is because of our gospel partners. These are men and women just like you who believe in the mission of Fortis Institute so much that they wanted to join us to make sure that our content would remain free and that it would be able to be accessed by more people in more places all over the world. And if that is you, if you would like to join us as a gospel partner, we would be honored. You can find out what that looks like right now at fortisinstitute.org. Now, let's get back to Brad and Vicky. This is Thrive. Welcome back to Thrive.
You're exactly like your mother.
Are you kidding me?
Life with you was joyless.
And now, back to your host, Pastor Brad Bigney.
We're back. And I know you could barely make it through the break. You could barely listen to Jimmy tell you about the Fortis app and other great things. So let me tell you, let me remind you, there are other great podcasts. If you're enjoying Thrive, Libby Glosson has one just for women. She's got a great podcast for women. Adam Tyson has a fantastic podcast for young men. If you
Wouldn't
know a young man
now?
Or you are a young man, don't just listen to Thrive. Listen to Adam Tyson. And if you're helped by biblical counseling concepts, we're often telling you, oh, I counsel. Ooh, check out Greg Gifford's Transformed. These are all available with your Fortis family. And these are friends of mine. Listen to Libby. Listen to Adam. Listen to Greg Gifford. But right now, listen to how my sweet, amazing wife saves us money.
Okay, so this is it. How to set the Toyota key fob. If 10 seconds or more elapse between any of the following steps, you will need to start all over again. Prepare vehicle by closing and locking all doors, except the driver's door should be open and unlocked. Mm-hmm. So I'm out in the driveway doing this. Number one, stick key in and out of the ignition cylinder twice without turning it. I mean, this is like hocus pocus stuff. I really thought, am I on candy camera?
Jump down, turn around, yeah. Pick a bag.
Number two, close and open the driver's door twice, ending in the open door. Number three, stick key in and out of the ignition cylinder once without turning it.
I mean, you got it. You would, at first, you must have thought, is this a joke?
Oh, I thought it was.
Is this the key fob guy playing a joke on me?
And remember, you have to do it 10 seconds or more have to elapse. You have to start all over. Mm. Number four, close and open the driver's door twice, ending in the open door. Number five, stick the key in the ignition cylinder. Do not remove or turn key. Number six, close the driver's door. Number seven, turn the key in the ignition on and off twice and remove the key from the ignition. At this point, if every step was done correctly, all doors will lock and unlock twice to let you know the system entered the add mode. Well, I did not hear lock and unlock, so I had to start all over about eight times.
Oh.
Number eight. Yeah, that's right. Oh. Mm. Number eight, press both lock and unlock buttons on your remote simultaneously for 1 second. Number nine. Within 3 seconds, so this is even, we were 10 seconds, now we're down to three.
Oh.
Within 3 seconds, press the lock button on your remote for 1 second and release. Then it says, vehicle will beep twice to let you know it has accepted the new remote. Yeah, well, there was no beep beep. Oh. And I did this about 10 times. So finally, I found a phone number, the contact center representative, Diana Lee. And I have her number and her extension if you need it. So I called Diana Lee. Because after two or three or four times, it just didn't work. I called the company.
Diana. Here's the other thing. Brad Bigney would have now gotten in the other car, our Nissan, and driven to the Toyota dealer and said, give me the key fob. Here's my American Express.
$280.
We are done. Brad Bigney would not have started over eight times on that.
But Diana walked me through this two times. And believe it or not, it worked. We finally heard the two beep, beep. And like I said, for a small amount of money, I will give you her phone number and her extension. But once again, that was so much work. And you would think if you're doing it the right way, this should be easy.
And if you had the right key,
communicate.
It wouldn't be this hard.
It didn't. So a lot of things in life are like that. It just takes plain old hard work.
And notice a key character quality that she displayed. Perseverance.
Persevering in tribulations, Romans 12.
I don't know if you've discovered this yet. But marriage is not for the faint of heart. Mm. It's hard, but it's worth it. Oh, it's worth it. And it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Right.
It's a marathon.
And so many areas of life take hard work.
Yep.
And this marriage, but that shouldn't discourage us. It's just a fact that I think if we deal with that, you're more readily able to receive that and put the time in.
But she tells the story to get you to push off the table this nagging thought. It shouldn't be this hard. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be this hard. Something's fundamentally wrong with us.
Right.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Because Satan loves, the Bible tells us a lot about Satan, our enemy. He's the father of lies. He's the accuser of the brethren. Mm-hmm. He came to steal and destroy. He hates marriage because he hates God. And marriage has two people created in the image of God that are called to reflect the goodness of God and the love of God to a lost, dying, broken world. And so he would love to convince you there is something fundamentally wrong with our marriage. Right. It shouldn't be this hard. Banish the thought. It's effort. It takes effort. Mm-hmm. And the Bible's not against effort. Sometimes Christians get all wound up. I thought it was grace. It's grace. It's grace. Let me help you. It's a grace-empowered effort.
And I do want to say, if you're doing things like the catch yourself and you're trying to listen to the Holy Spirit, the beep, beep, beep in your mind of him speaking to you, you start to see some small improvements, and that's very encouraging.
Yeah.
You know?
There will never be
necessarily some huge, big breakthrough, but
that's right.
You know, if you're going longer between miscommunication or you're going longer, and oh, you know what? This time when we had a disagreement, We didn't raise our voices. I didn't roll my eyes.
Things weren't said that will never be forgotten.
Right.
It
so
didn't
that's
get
progress.
Personal. We kept it focused on the problem.
Right.
You've got to have eyes to see any measure of growth mm-hmm. and gain.
And be encouraged by
because
that.
It will never be perfect, and it will always take effort, and it will always be worth it.
Right.
Worth it. Well, let me give you something else that is important to consider. If you want to communicate effectively, you must choose the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the words, it's the tone, it's your facial expression. It's the heart that you bring to the moment. It's the goal that you have. What are you wanting in that moment? Because what you want is going to affect what you say and how you say it. I heard a mm-hmm from Vicky Bigney. What you got, girl?
Well, I just think we have to realize.
Hey, can you give us a verse that matches what I'm saying?
Sure. What about like apples of gold and settings of silver is a word spoken in right
yep.
circumstances.
So Proverbs 25:11, I read you a lot of verses that talk about importance of words, but this right here talks about, oh, it matters that you wait for the right time, circumstance mm-hmm. with your words. What you got, baby?
Well, I was just thinking, we just have, every September we run a beach house in Destin. And this last year, 3 days before we're all coming, the company calls us and says, oh, by the way, your beach house, the owner's in financial trouble. He took the house off the market.
And I had reserved it a year in advance.
Yes.
And three days before we're supposed to fly
yeah.
there, gone.
Right. So anyway, my son-in-law looked. He found this. It was like a three-story mansion. And so it had three levels, blah, blah, blah. And it was actually $3,000 cheaper because I think the time was coming that it hadn't been rented. So we got a great deal. So Brad Bigney, before we left this past September, he thought, I'm renting this thing again.
Yeah.
He got online. He rented it.
Villa Capri.
They had his
booked it
number and phone number. So literally earlier this week.
2 days ago, they called
days
me
ago,
at work
Brad's
on my
at
cell
work.
Phone.
Yes, they call him and say, hey, oh, so sorry. That house that you wanted to rent has now been taken off the market.
The owner has taken it off the market.
But I'm thinking, okay, we have 10 months. Not a big deal. So anyway, he came home. He's still wanting to talk about the beach house, but we're having a small group community meal at our house.
Christmas dinner.
Hosting it for our whole small group. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about this right now. He kept saying, but I mean, I still think we should go. And they've given us two other houses and you need to look at that.
Well, she'd sent two links, the
right.
realtor, and I'd looked at them and I liked one of them.
Right.
View
right.
of the beach, golf cart, mm-hmm. elevator. I'm like, we got to get this.
Right.
We got to get this.
But he kept wanting to talk about it. And all I could think of is I need to get napkins out, plates.
Well, we
I need
were
to finish
working
my
and
dish.
Talking at the same time. I'm
right.
setting up a table where we can all eat at.
But I could tell he was frustrated that I'm not in the beach house
she was
mode.
Not wanting to engage
no.
me in beach
We've
house
got
conversation.
15 or 20 people coming to our house for a meal. And so I just looked at him and said, hey, I hear what you're saying. I know this is very important to you. It's very important to me. And we will talk about this. We will sit down. I will listen to all your needs and what you want and what you don't want. But not right now. I cannot talk about this right now. We're getting ready to have a house.
See previous
people.
Show, they called my zone. When I just kind of
keep one track mind.
I'm
folks.
Still I'm
I was
still
so
guilty
off.
Of I just kind of
like,
get in a mode.
Be quiet.
And from the
about
moment she
beach
called
house.
Me and said that's gone mm-hmm. and sent two links, I thought we've got to get this settled.
10 months
we've
away,
got
folks.
To have this. What if something happens to this place with the elevator and the golf cart
so
and seven
all
bedrooms?
That to say, timing is important. Now it can't be just that it's never a good time to speak. We're not
yeah.
talking about that. But I said let's get through this meal. And we will discuss this.
But similar
you,
to what
I
we already
you.
Said recently, you're not supposed to do, don't try to have a significant conversation while you're still doing something else. I was guilty of thinking, I want to talk about this now. She's trying to finish up green bean casserole, cornflake,
Swiss cheese.
Bean. I'm setting up tables.
Mm-hmm.
People are arriving in 45 minutes to our home. We're supposed
clueless
to play a
folks.
Game.
He was clueless.
But I reverted
I
back into
off.
My, they called my zone at the airport. Let's get this done. She had to actually tell me three times. She looked at me and said,
yes.
Honey, not a good time.
Right.
I will deal with this. I will get on it, but not tonight. And I finally had to just think, oh, wow.
She did so much better after the third
so
time. It took him a while.
We are not going to resolve this right now. We are not going to
still
book.
Hasn't been resolved, but I'm going
to
work on
no.
it.
No. Listen to me. Don't I sound happy? Here we are doing a show, and I don't even know where I'm going.
It's 10 months
this
away.
Summer.
I will take care of
I
it.
I don't even know what house we're going to be in. I don't even know
mm-hmm.
if we have a golf cart or
it's
a view of the
form.
Beach. Oh, this is so hard. And if right now they call my zone and you hear me stop talking, you'll know they called his zone. He's gone. Oh, we're talking about talking because it's at the heart of your marriage relationship. The use of words, the tone of your words, the heart behind your words, and the
time. Choose the right time.
Choose
please,
the right
folks.
Time. This could cause your marriage to thrive.
We're still learning, too.
We're still
we're
growing.
In this with you.
I'm still growing.
This has been Thrive from Pastor Brad Bigney, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Thrive with Pastor Brad Bigney, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.